It's good to see everybody that came back this afternoon. it's been a nice day. I was thinking about how blessed we are to be able to get together as a church and enjoy the fellowship of each other's company. It's just we're really blessed. I was also thinking I've been working on this house. I think I had about 3 weeks of work to do about 2 months ago, and I think that ought to about wrap it up before too long. But the thing that I've liked about working on this house is there's something called YouTube now that there didn't used to be when I worked on other things. And you can get on that, and they have things called hacks. And that doesn't mean the type of carpenter that I am, but a hack is something that makes something easier. And it's just really interesting to see what people have discovered through the years to make something that's kind of complicated more simple. And, well, they've also got something called life hacks. If you've done any looking at these types of a thing, you'll know that there are things that are designed to make life a little bit easier. And some are pretty clever and some are pretty whatever. But here is a life hack, if you will, that I discovered a number of years ago. And that is, I started reading from Psalms and Proverbs to start my day off. It's not my regular Bible study, but I'm not up for a regular Bible study when I first wake up. It takes me a while to process things, and so it works out really good for me just to read one Psalm or one proverb, and by doing so, I've got a little bit better thought for the day than I do sometimes when I first wake up. And then I can get up and I have my coffee and my breakfast, and then I can have my regular Bible study later on. But it only takes, some of the Psalms might take 30 seconds. Some of the Psalms, I usually divide the 119th Psalm up so that I can go have my breakfast on a normal schedule. But some of the Proverbs might take you a couple minutes, and it might take you a lot longer if you really stop and think about them. But this is the proverb that I started with today. It's the 11th proverb, if you'd like to be turning over there. And I just thought about, for some reason, it really struck me this morning how nice it is for God to have arranged things in such a way that in the most important areas of your life, there are simple instructions that can allow you to really live an enjoyable life, a fruitful life in His service, and one that helps other people. But just look at the variety in the eleventh chapter of Proverbs. It starts off by saying a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. I think about the times where I thought I was getting something and I wasn't. You know, you knew that you had something that was whole and it turned out that it's just half full. Kind of like a bag of potato chips or something like that. As a matter of fact, there have been times where I've opened a bag of potato chips and I've instantly gone to Carolyn and shown her what was in there so she wouldn't think I'd already eaten half a bag at one setting. But it's not that it's not a fair weight, because they put the weight right on the package, but there are things like that that people do that are nothing more than error, and they're disappointing. And God told us that years ago. And then look at this, completely different, but look how this would help. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. I really enjoy sports, watching sports. And I have noticed through the years how unenjoyable it is to watch a sporting activity where you've got somebody that is just really proud of what they're doing. And I don't mean satisfied with their accomplishments in a quiet way. I mean this, you know, just glorifying themselves type of a situation, or taunting somebody afterwards. And I shouldn't be this way, but there is a certain amount of delight when you see somebody like that that has a fall or two. When pride comes, then comes disgrace is something for every area of our life. If we get to the point where we have that overweening attitude of how great we are, that's disgraceful in and of itself. But we'll feel the disgrace eventually. And God told us that. And He also told us that humility, there's wisdom. And you think about all the things that wisdom does for you. I have enjoyed watching the Texas Tech basketball players be interviewed after their games because they're so different than watching some of the other ones. They get up and they praise their other players, they praise their coach, and they do so in a way that's not a backhanded compliment to themselves, to where they say, yeah, I want to thank my teammates for making me so good. But I mean, just talking about how much they appreciate, that's unusual, but that's wisdom. And that's good in every area of life, not just the spiritual, the most important area. And then we talked about this some on Wednesday. Verse 3, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. It's really nice to have a standard that does not change. God has given us rules that work in every aspect of life, and they don't change. And so you've always got a guide. And once you take the integrity of God's word and you put it in your life, then you don't have to wonder how you're going to act all the time. Do I tell the truth here? Do I be mean to this person here? Do I take advantage over here? And you don't, because God's integrity that's found in his word becomes part of your life and it will guide you. But if you don't have that, if you have a crookedness, that's treachery in God's eyes, and that will destroy you. And so you have one thing after another within God's word. But when you get to the Proverbs, it's just amazing how quickly it will go from one thing to the other. And if it's not something that'll hit you today on this verse, just read a verse or two and you'll find something that will benefit your life that day. Verse 8 says, the righteous is delivered from trouble and the wicked walks into it instead. Now, I don't think we need to be gloating over when the wicked people walk into trouble. But isn't it nice to be involved in something and see something and think, that has a familiar look to it. I've been bitten by that dog before, and I'm not going to do it. Or I've read about that dog, and I'm not going to pet him. Isn't it nice for God to tell us about these things? The righteous is delivered from trouble. Righteousness is the act of doing that which is right, specifically that which is God's, what God considers right, not what men consider right. And so when you act in the right way, it'll deliver you from all sorts of trouble. When I was first starting to drive, I always drove at the speed limit and then a little bit more. And within the first few months of getting my driver's license, I had 3 tickets. And so I had to wait about 9 months before I could get another ticket. So I drove normally. I finally made the point where if I got a 4th ticket, I wouldn't lose my license. Got a ticket like within a day or two of that time. And then I started driving according to the laws of the land. And it was amazing. I would pass a highway patrolman. Well, I shouldn't say that I wouldn't get nervous because I had that already in me. You know how it is when you've been guilty of something for so many years and you get that feeling? Well, it's really nice to pass a highway patrolman now and know that I'm not doing anything wrong that I know of. He might disagree. But that's what righteousness does for you in every area. You don't have to worry about God observing something that you're doing because you shouldn't be doing it because you're not doing it. You're acting in a righteous way. And there is a comfort and there is a peace and there is a security about that. And as I mentioned, in the Proverbs, God sets forth just little tidbits of his wisdom in all sorts of different areas, some more physical than spiritual and some more spiritual than physical. But there's just something for every aspect of your life. And it's a privilege to be able to be in the presence of that kind of wisdom. And it's yours for the asking. I like doing it when I first get up in the morning. It may be that you do it at another time, but whatever it is, let me encourage you sometime each day to read from God's word. It will change your life, and it will also change the life of those around you. And what a blessing it is. It's like waking up in the morning and seeing money littered all over the floor. And it's just up to you as to how much of it you want to pick up. Except for in this case, this is spiritual wealth. And again, it's the same. Invitation's open. If anyone needs to respond to the gospel's call, we would love to be able to help you. So please come forward and let us know while we stand and sing.